Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison is online, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Matt, from this January 6th thing, I'm learning something.
Okay, Connor, put scary. Dick through. Okay, it looks like we're having a little malfunction. Dick, thanks for calling. Hold on, Gunner, when you are able to put Dick through, I want you to put him through. We're going to go right back to the issues in front of us. And here's one. And there's one that really, really bugs the living daylights out of me. And what's new here? What's new? I'm going to go back to Ukraine. And there is a transformation in Ukrainian society going on. But I'll give you some of the feedback, some of the context of it from Russia. Alexei Navalny, you remember him? He was the great dissident, Alexei Navalny, who was arrested, mistreated. He would be a candidate for president of Russia if he weren't in prison. That's because Putin is a sadist and locks his people up or kills them. Alexei Navalny is now missing. What? You say he's missing? I mean, he's the most high-profile prisoner they have. He's missing. His relatives and his lawyer showed up at the prison, and you know what the guards said? They said, we never heard of him. Who, Alexei who? They aren't saying where he went. They're not saying where he went. The rumor is that he's being sent to their cruelest and most high security prison. They had a guy back about 12 years ago who was in his prison cell in this place. Suddenly the door opens, 12 guys come in and beat him to death. I would say that Alexei Navalny may not be alive, and if he is, he won't be alive for long. This is a Nazi state. This is a Nazi state. That's the context. That's one of the contexts of what I'm about to say. Vladimir Putin not only made a mistake in invading Ukraine in terms of uniting Europe, even Finland and Sweden against him, and restoring NATO, but he's breaking up his strongest base of cultural support, which is the Russian Orthodox Church. What do I mean by that? In 1054, when the Eastern Orthodox worshippers split away from the Western Church, the Roman Catholic Church. It was originally a Greek Orthodox church. Then when the Ottoman Empire took it over.
Worshippers split away from the Western Church.
Okay, now I'm hearing voices. Dick, are you on the air?
It was originally a Greek Orthodox church. Then when the Ottoman Empire took it over, worshippers split away.
Okay, we're just getting feedback. All right. Connor, knock off the feedback, and then I will proceed with this. And Dick, I am afraid that we are still having phone problems. In any event, the Russian Orthodox Church has a head guy named Patriarch Kirill, K-I-R-I-L-L. Patriarch Kirill praised Putin, praised the war, said Russia has never invaded anyone. They're just going into Ukraine for a limited purpose to protect people, lying. Well, there's a Ukrainian Orthodox Church. There's two of them. There's two of them. The one that's called the Ukrainian Orthodox Church that worships with the Russian Orthodox Church said, hey, wait a minute. One of the five holiest sites in the Orthodox Church is in Ukraine, and Putin bombed it, Kirill. What about that? Patriarch Kirill said, no, he didn't bomb it, falsely. The head guy in Ukraine is called a metropolitan. The patriarch is the head guy, but he's in Russia, but the metropolitan is his local guy. His name is Onufriy, O-N-U-F-R-I-Y. And he just said, I'm out of here. My church is out of here. We are going to split from the Russian Orthodox Church. We are going to split from it. This is like Cain killing Abel, he said. Pope Francis in the Western Church called up Kirill and said, don't be Putin's altar boy. That enraged Kirill. So what? Now, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church has 10,000 churches. 16% of Ukraine's population as a member of it, and they now have split from Russia. That's very, very significant. Very significant. Believe it or not, there's another Orthodox church in Ukraine that's not affiliated with the Russian Orthodox Church, and that's the Orthodox Church of Ukraine. So one of them is the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. The other is the Orthodox Church of Ukraine. You'll mix them up. I mix them up. That one is recognized by the Patriarch of Constantinople. What is Constantinople? Constantinople is now called Istanbul. The mosque there, that used to be an Eastern Orthodox cathedral until the Ottoman Empire, the Muslims, captured it in the 15th century and turned it into a mosque. This is all very confusing. Let me boil it down. The Orthodox Church was split between Constantinople and Russia, Moscow. Constantinople, i.e. Istanbul, but i.e. Greece and Eastern Orthodox, opposed the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And now even the remnants of the Russian Orthodox Church in Ukraine oppose it, of course, because they're getting killed. What Putin has managed to do is tear apart his cultural base, the cultural reason why he claims to invade. The reason he invades Poland is because he wants to spread the Russian Orthodox Church there. He can't even do it in Ukraine now because he's killed so many people. He is a genocidal sadist. We have gotten long ago, we've gotten over this business of religious division. We pioneered it in the United States with the First Amendment. We believe in separation of church and state. Religion is a private matter. That's not, unfortunately, true around the world, and certainly not true, obviously, in the Middle East with jihadist cultures. It's not true in Russia. It's not true in Russia. But they make a mistake, because in Ukraine, they're torturing and murdering their own kind. They're torturing and murdering their own kind. And their own kind don't like it, and I don't blame them, and they're fighting back. Zelensky is the strongest leader of any country in the world today. Joe Biden has a more complex job. Joe Biden is doing the same kind of job Zelensky's doing, holding his country together. But Zelensky is the guy who's standing up to the Russians. Joe Biden is standing up to the Russians, stabbed in the back by the Republican Party, stabbed in the back by Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's acolytes in the Republican Party. Joe Biden is attacked by Germany and, to a lesser extent, France, who are slowballing and dragging their feet in supporting Ukraine. Joe Biden has the most complex job in the world and is doing a magnificent job, the best job anybody could do. And Zelensky is putting his life on the line and the life of his family. These are people we've got to support. We support the United States. We support our own country. I'm a veteran. The traitors in the Republican Party who keep attacking the United States are committing treason. Fox News is committing treason. I support Zelensky in Ukraine and standing up. They were the commie Ruskies. Now they're the mafia Ruskies. They are evil. They are savages. And we've got to get Zelensky all of the weapons he needs, including missile launchers that go 300 miles, not 50 miles, planes and anti-ship missiles. I'm going to break. The lines are down right now, but stand by, keep trying.